He says that he could pater, he can excuse Klai Yisrael by the din when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a judgment. Like Rashi says, Litan HaKol Yisrael of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dovash Yiftaru Kula Medina Losad Lovay. He has an excuse for Klai Yisrael Losad Lovay when Hashem has tainis, how come it did Averis? What's the answer to Rashi? Lai Meshen Shikurim. He'll say that Klai Yisrael is like a shikur. V'yein Nisposhen Alavoynim. And they're not responsible for the Averis they're doing. Shenema Zodok Demorah. He's again, Yochani Lifter has called Elam Kule Minadin, Miyim Shechor Beis Mitish Vadachsha. From the Churban Abayas until now, and all these generations, he has an excuse for us. Why? Shenema the Posik says, Lachain Shimon Ozoi San Neo Vishikurois Vulay Miyayin. That Klaiyasol is like an Aniyo, a poor person, or Shikurois, he's like a Shikur, like a drunk person, Vulay Miyayin. He's not from drinking wine, but Poshita means from the Tsaras. From the tzaras we go through, from the tzaras we have from the goyim, it makes us like shikur. And the melo, he holds by tzaras that a shikur is potem in averis. If a shikur doesn't aver, it doesn't get a manish for it. So that's the excuse we have if we do averis not to get a manish, that we're like a shikur. So for the Gemara Meis, we have a kashra on this. Shikur, the loch is someone that's drunk. Mekche mekach, if he sells something, it's sold. Omim kurei mekach, if he buys or he buys and sells something, whatever he does, the kinyan is chal. Over Aveira Shiesh Ba Misa Ma Misa Noisai. If it does a Chil Shabbos, or his Boil Nerva, he's Chayiv Misa for it. Malkus, Malkus Noisai. Does a Chet that deserves Malkus, he gets Malkus for it. Klol Yishol Dov, what's the Klal here? Hareyu Kipekeh called Dvar. He's called like Kipekeh, like a normal person. Ela Shepotim Menat Fila. The only thing a Shikri is a drunken person, he's Potter from Davening. So what do you mean you're Potter from everything? We're Mechuyiv in all mitzvahs. And for the Gemara, Mayachon Lifter, what did he mean to say he has an excuse to pater us? Dukoma Nami Medin Tfilah. His Mayachon Lifter Dukoma, when he said, what did he mean to say he could find an excuse for us? Medin Tfilah. He means to pater us from davening. That since we're like Shikur, we don't have enough, we're busy with Torah now, we can't have enough Kavona by davening. Omri Rabbi Chanina, Loishonu Velash, Loigila Shechrusa Shaloit. When do we say that if he sells or buys, it's chal, and he has the noinish, if he does the avera, if he's drunk, stam a drunken. But if he gets so shikul like Lot was, that's mamash, he's not responsible for what he does then he's potter mikulam. Then he's potter from the mitzvahs, and the avera he does not called an avera, and the mekach, if he buys or sells something, it's not chal. That's called ein by das klal, and he has no dinim then. So tomorrow. Omer Rabbi Chanina, kol ha-mafik mogen b'shaz gaiva. If somebody holds, the Baal HaGoyin according to Rabbi Chanina, mafik means holds himself back. It's called ha-mafik, he holds himself back. Mogen, Rashi learns, it means from davening shmonesoy, mogen avrom. B'shaz gaiva, it's b'shaz like he's high. In other words, he's like shikur, is soigrin v'chois mitzoras badoy. They lock up and sign up the tzoras that you come to him and don't give it to him. As b'schus, you don't daven. When you shikur, you will not get tzoras. Shenem the pasuk Niv says, "Gavu afika maginam." I held back my gaiva. Esogur choisem tsar. That's why they locked up and sealed up my tzoras. I didn't get the tzoras. So the more my mash from a dayafik lishtu diavurayu. What's the raya from this pasuk? Tell me now. Gaivu afika means he held back maginam. He held back his davening. B'shashi was gaiva. B'shashi was a little bit shikur. What's the raya? Afik means lishna of holding it back. The siv achai bogdu kumay nachol kaafikim nacholim yavuru. You see yavuru going away, going past leave, going over it. That's lishna afikim means not doing it, leaving it behind. So Rashi sheina mafik. So Rashi hamafik mogen hamavir tfilas mogen avruam sheina waimu. In other words, you don't daven b'shas a little bit shikur, b'shas gaivo, b'shas shichrus. Ainu mispalu b'shashi, a little bit shikur, you don't daven. That's a schus that soigrin trashi a shaloi yov yolov. You won't get sorrows come upon you. That's the way Rabbi Chanina learned that kol amapik means do not daven. Rabbi Yochanan Omar kol she'enoi mapik itmar. He holds no. He holds by source the word mapik means to uncover, to say it out loud. So therefore he says kol she'enoi mapik. If you don't say it out loud, in other words, if you don't daven b'shas yoshikur, then it's good. So his girsa was kol shaymi mafik gitmer. So the more my mashma, the high mafik lishin de gluyu. What's the right that lashon of mafik means lashon of uncovering, to saying it out. Therefore, he's saying if you do not say it out, it's a good thing. That was uncovered, the Moistes tables, to see Afrikim means Lashon of Vayiglu, uncovering. So therefore his girsa was, whoever does not uncover the tefillah. In other words, whoever does not daven, it's a schus. So drasha sheinu mapik yitma. Nay mapik lishtan degluyuhu, vachikoma. Kol sheinu megala tefillah b'shash shichrus, kleima sheinu mispalu. If you don't daven b'shash shichur, that's a good thing, then the schus there, they'll hold back the tzaras from you. So the Gemara, Michti, Kroa Mashma, Bein Lamar, my Benayu. In other words, if Sukkim both ways, a Sarai both ways, is there any Nafkimino which way the two ways we're learning? That Rabbi Chanina said, or whoever holds back his tefillah, whoever does not daven. And Rabbi Yechanan said, Aloshin, whoever does not uncover it. Is there any Nafkimino? So the Gemara, yes. Ike Benayu to Rav Sheshis. There's Nafkimino between the Loch of Rav Sheshis. The Rav Sheshes Mosa Shinse L'Shamay. When Rav Sheshes was a little bit shikur, before he davened, he went to take a nap, but he didn't wait until he woke up himself. He told his Shamash that to wake him up. In other words, he only went to sleep for half an hour, and then he had somebody wake him up. Is that enough? Is that good enough to daven? So Rashi learns, Rashi says, Rav Chanina, Diyama Avure Boy, according to Rav Chanina, it says that you're not supposed to daven Mishash Shikur, less than the Rav Sheshis. It's no good Rav Sheshis' Eitzah. The Osel is Spalal Ad Sheyir Mi'elof. You can't daven unless when you go to sleep, you wake up by yourself. In other words, you have to have a very good sleep. It's not enough just to take a fasty. You have to have a good sleep. Mashen Kein, according to the other man, Diyama Mar Itzah the Rav Sheshis. If you learn like Rav Yechanan, it's just the thought, you should not like uncover your davening, because if you don't daven right away, that's good. Right. Omer Rav Chia Barashi Omer Rav. If you don't have Yishev Adas, your mind is not at peace, is Al Yispalu. You should not daven. Don't daven Shimon Esrei. Mishum Shinem, the Pasuk says, Batsar Al Yoyrit. When you have Tzoros, don't paskin. Rashi says, this Pasuk, Vadakti Yachra Mikru Zeh, Vienna Bechol Aksuvin. Mishem Abbasayfa Ben Siruhu. It's not a Pasuk Yenach anywhere. Maybe it's a Pasuk in Ben Siruhu. Lakoponim, when you have Tzoros, don't daven and don't paskin. Now, the Maitre, they said, is not Magei Bizman Azir. This was only Bizman they used to daven with a lot of Kavona. Therefore, if something is bothering you, you can't daven with the Kavona you should have, you should not daven. But Bizman Azir, we don't have that much Kavona, and it doesn't make a difference if something's bothering us or not, still we're supposed to daven. But Avad and Avad, you have to try your best to be Mechabin as much as you could. You have to know the Pirush Shamilus and Ovis Akoponim, and you have to try your best to be Mechabin. But even if we're not Mechabin, still we daven. Rabbi Chanina b'yoyim ederosach, a day that he got a little bit angry that day, lematzli, he didn't daven that day. Since he was bothered a little bit that day, he didn't go to daven. Omer, he said, the pasuk says, batzar al yoyre. When you have a little bit sorrow, don't pass it. Al batzar al yoyre, exit. Mar ukfo b'yoyim edeshusa lehevi nofag lebedina. His mar ukfo, the day of b'yoyim edeshusa, means Rashi learns the day that the wind was blowing very strong outside, so it bothered him a little bit. He did not go to Bezdin to Paskin then. He did not have a clear Das then, and he didn't want to Paskin then. Rashi, Yoyim Adeshusa means Ruach Deroimis, the south wind, Menasheves Boib Chazokit, blows very strong. So he didn't have a Yishuv Adas, he didn't go to Paskin then. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchot, Hilchasa Boi Tzelusa Ki Yoyim Adeshusa. That when you want to learn, Hilkaso is Boi Tzilusa Ki Yoyma Di Yistana. You have to have a clear day, like the day of the Yistana. Trashi Tzilusa means Das Tzlula. Before you learn, before you pass, you have to have a clear mind. Ki Yoyma Di Yistana, Trashi Shemin Hashavas Ruach Tzvenis. That's when the north wind blows. Yoyim Oirohu, it's a nice day, a nice light day. V'noyech Lakol, it's pleasant for everybody. K'diyam Abivam is Perakorul. If Neima Loimolu Yisrova Midruf Neishalonish Noshva Bo Ruach Tzvenis. You see, the north wind is very good. Avav Yemu Deshusa Omar Hosem Loimalinim Bei Vloimesokonim Bei. But the day that it's windy, then we don't make the Mila. So I call upon him on the, when the north wind is blowing, that's a pleasant day. That's the type of atmosphere, then you should pass him. If you have a clear Yishuv Adas, then you should pass him. Omar Abaye.
I omro li ein korav kutcho leitanoi.
His Abaye said, if my mother, some say it's not really his mother, it was a stepmother, because his real mother died as soon as he was born, of the omro Abaye, if my mother told me, korav kutcho, like his mother said, go do me something, go bring me a glass of milk, so in leitanoi, Abaye couldn't learn so good. In other words, Rashi leitanoi, Rashi kriva kutcho, afilu tzivoy avoyde kal, even a small commandment, for yisun of atelosoisi, will be about to me for my learning. He couldn't learn the way he used to learn. In other words, Abaye had so much concentration when he was learning that the little bit disturbance, a little bit tzibur to do, stopped him from learning. Now we're not going into the shala of mitzvahs tzibur is doichel learning or not doichel learning. Just saying in mitzvahs that any little bit of thing that he had to do stopped him from learning. So he sat down to learn. He made sure he has nothing to do at all, only to learn. Omar Rava. If he got a bite from the lice, from his clothing, he couldn't learn that day. Also, it bothered him a little bit. He didn't have a yeshiva das, he couldn't learn. Same thing. He learned with so much concentration that any little thing bothered him. If anything that bothered him, he couldn't have that concentration, he couldn't learn so good. So the Gemara, Ma'abre the Ravina of the Le'ime. Ma'abre the Ravina, his mother made for him, Zayin Mone le Zayin Yoimi. She prepares for him 7 different pairs of clothing for the 7 different days of the week. In other words, she wanted to make sure that nothing bothered him, today he could sit and learn peacefully. So she wanted to make sure there was no lice on the Godim to bite him, so he should be gesteret. She made sure every day he had a nice clean pair of clothing. Omer Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda. Lo Ivro Laila and Lashinsa. Night was created for sleeping. In other words, we'll soon see, the Ikka learning should be by day, and night was created for sleeping. Omri of Shimon ben Lokish, Shimon says, no, just the opposite. Lo Ivra Siyara Edelagusa. You should know the moon was only created for learning. Because he's saying that nighttime is meant for learning. And we'll soon see later, Terah, that there's no theory here. Amri Leh the Reb Zera. So somebody told to Reb Zera, oh, Mechadadin Shemai Techa. You're learning, you said a very good shiur today. Mechadadin means very sharp, you said a good sharp shiur today. Omalu, so he answered back to your mom and Ninu. This is the Torah that I learned in the daytime. It's the daytime with a clear das. He had a good yeshiva das that day. He learned very good. He was mechadish this today. Yeah. So the Gemara, famous nice here, Brate de Rav Chizda, Omrole, Brate de Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda's daughter said to him, Loiboyi mar minapurta, Tati, how can you don't take a little bit nap? Like Rav Chizda was a big masmid, he used to learn day and night. So his daughter said, take a little bit of a nap, rest a little bit. Oh my Lord, he answered back to her. Oh my Lord, he answered back to her. Hashtos yoima da yoimi. The Arichi Uktini Veninim Tuva. Soon going to come long and short days, and then I'll sleep long. I'll take a nice long sleep. So Rashi learns Pshat. Yoimed Arichi. Yomim Shu Bekever. The days in my grave. Those will be Arichi, nice long days. Lishan, I'll be able to sleep very much there in my grave. Uktini Lasek B'Terev Mitzvahs. There I can't do any Terev Mitzvahs, so there I'll sleep Veninim Tuva. The Nishan Harbor, there I'll sleep a lot. So Rav Chizda answered back, because the man is alive, the Avoid Yiris to do Torah Mitzvahs, and he used up all his time doing the Torah Mitzvahs. Sleep, he'll sleep in the kever, after Misa he'll sleep. Right. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Anan Poyen Lev Yimom Anan. Like a Talmud Chochem is called a workman that works by day. So Miri's Masver, the Pshat is like a Talmud Chochem should make up, today I'm going to learn, let's say in a Sechta, I'm going to learn a few Prokem today. So you should do it in the daytime. Like I'm hired to work in the daytime to learn in the daytime. Rav Acher bar Yaakov Yadzev Apora. Rav Acher bar Yaakov used to borrow and pay back. So Rashi says, used to set aside, today I'm going to learn 5 parokim. And usually you used to learn the 5 parokim in the daytime. Someday, one day he was busy making a panosa, making money to live on, he paid back at night time. In other words, if you can't learn your schum in the daytime, pay it back by night.
So someone has to pshat the Gemara before also. The Ikkar learning should be by daytime and rest at night. But let's say you couldn't learn by daytime, then you should learn at nighttime. That's a woman, the other says, nighttime is created for sleeping. That's if you learned the whole day. And one says, no, the moon was created for learning. That's if you didn't learn in the daytime, you should learn at night. Omer Rabbi Loza, Habo min aderech hayispalash pashu yom. When you come home after a journey, don't dance in the first 3 days. Shenema v'yakamtsa melanor habo yeh. As he has to rest for 3 days, then I'll learn with the yom. Mash, we need 3 days to recuperate. And like we said before, there's not a game as man is there. Today we don't daven with that much kavona, it doesn't make a difference. But as man, they used to daven with a lot of kavona. If you couldn't daven well the first 3 days, you don't daven. Abu Dishmo Kiyosi Baruch, when he used to come home from the journey, Lematli Tlosi Yomi, he didn't daven the first 3 days. Shmuel Lematli Bebeisod Yizbe Shichram. Shmuel didn't daven in the house that had beer, because it smelled and bothered him, he couldn't have a clear mind, he didn't daven there. Rapapa Lematli Bebeisod Yizbe Harsna. A house that had fish there, bad smell, Rapapa couldn't daven there, it bothered him. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Kola Mispata Biyenoi. Whoever drinks wine and is in a good mood, he's mafayah, it's like he's peace then. He's a good mood. Is yesh by midas koinik. That's a mid of makorosh baruch hu. Shinem, it says by Hashem, v'yorach Hashem es reyach emichoyach. When Hashem smells the karbonis, he puts himself in a good mood. As when he has a nod, he's in a good mood then. Omer Rabbi Chiya, kol ha-mafiyashe v'yein, whoever drinks wine and still has yishav adas, still has his wine there, is yesh by das ayin to kainim. It's like he has the das of 70 to kainim. Why? Because yayin nita v'yein oisiyis. Yayin yud yud nun is 70. Is v'soid nitnu be'ayin oisiyis. And soid also, samach vav dalid, is also 70. Is nichnas yayin yotze soid. When you drink wine, wine goes in and soid comes out. It's exactly what this means, I'm not sure. But there's such a madrega though, that if you drink, and the wine goes in and makes you in a good mood, when a person is the simcha, then the soid comes out. Omer Reb Chonin. Lo nivra yayin elo nachem avelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the drink of wine that makes you happy for another, because the more late he feels bad, he's very bitter, he lost somebody. So that's what Abishah created, wine, he should drink it and cheer him up, make him feel good. Well, the Shalim Sokhul Rishoyim, who did the Rishoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to pay him back the schar in this world, the schar is they'll drink the wine and enjoy themselves on this world. Shenem matznu sheikh aloivet. You be like to a lost person. Omer Rebbe Chonin Bar Popo. Kol she'ein iyayin nishpach b'teich beisai. Somebody doesn't have the wine spilling in his house, kamayim, like water, ain't a b'chlal brocha. He's not b'chlal a brocha. His brocha is that the wine should be spilling in your house. That's why the minhag is by Havdalah, we like let the wine spill over the kais to get a brocha. Shenem the pasuk says, v'berech Hashem lach mecho v'yes meimecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless your lechem and your water. Now, there's a hekesh here, ma lechem, just like bread. Shenikach b'kes of meiser. If you have money of meiser sheni, you take it to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to buy bread with it. It's who are then af mayim, we're talking about this water, shenikach b'kesef, that you could buy it with kesef meiser, with the money of meiser sheni. Well, mind you, what type of water can you buy with the money of meiser sheni? It means yayin. Drikokorele mayim, still the pasuk calls it water. So what's the pshat?